Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about skepticism. I've recently become aware that I'm quite skeptical. I would say I have a healthy skepticism, but perhaps your view would differ. I tend to second guess and question most everything that I hear, no matter where it's coming from. And I realize that this can be problematic because there'll be people that I care about, people that I trust, people that I love, people that I would trust my life with. But that doesn't mean I trust the things that they believe. And so they may share an opinion, they may share a idea about politics or health or essential oils or vaccines or a bunch of things. And even though I absolutely believe that they believe what they're saying, I am unable to simply accept it. And I expect people to do that with me as well. And I think there's a reason why this is important, because the more that I understand how my brain works, the more I understand that I am susceptible to tendencies, to trends, to, you know, if I buy an essential oil and someone tells me that it's going to make my headache go away, there's a bunch of reasons biologically why I'm going to think, oh yeah, I think I feel better. I think I feel better. Or, oh, I just bought this really expensive CBD oil. So yeah, I think it feels better. I think it does. Even though push comes to shove, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm noticing any benefit from it. So we live in a world where it's really dangerous not to have healthy skepticism. But we also live in a world where it's really dangerous to have too much skepticism. Meaning, like, we can't just trust that the government is out for our best interest. Once you understand how the system works and what people's motivations are, you understand how elected officials or nominated people or people that are in charge of certain committees have personal feelings, have personal biases that affect the way that they decide things. And it could be corrupt, it could be they're, you know, evil, or it could just be that they have a tendency to see it in a different way because that benefits them in some way. Highly recommend the book Freakonomics. I don't understand how you can function in the world without a basic understanding of the concepts of Freakonomics, which is basically you got to understand people's motivation. If you understand why someone does something, then you can process it in context. You know, why are they offering to help you? Why are they giving you a cheaper rate? Why are they upset about something? You can trust them at face value, or you can go, oh, well, it makes sense that they care about this because their commission will go dramatically up if they close this quickly or whatever. And if you can just get a bigger picture, which I think is the requirement of the skeptic, you can make an informed decision and feel good about it. But there is this thing that happens to people because we have so many things in our world where we've lost our faith. The tendency sometimes is to just abandon all authority and all faith in any, you know, attempts to be helpful to us by, say, a government body. So we do have examples in our history of false flag tactics. We do have examples of horrific medical things done to inmates and to populations of people. So we do have horrific plots against, you know, leaders that is factual and true. So it makes it so we can't just assume best intent from our government at all times. But we also can't assume insidious, evil, reptilian plots all the time. There's this kind of fine line of skepticism and skepticism of skepticism. So when you have someone like Alex Jones going crazy about Well, I'll say my judgment is crazy. Turning skepticism into entertainment, into conspiracy theories, and you have a population of people that is hungry for meaning and angry at a corrupt system, and then finds this, Pizzagate, false flag world where anything that happens, there's this ulterior secret agenda going on. And it's tough because I certainly don't want to. There's no black and white to say, like, you're absolutely wrong. You're absolutely wrong. But there's things that I fall into a place where, like, well, the people that I trust, I fall into this category of now believing this. Even with all my skepticism, I don't have absolute certainty that we've been to the moon. I haven't been to the moon. But I do believe, with all my skepticism, that human beings have landed on the moon. I do believe that vaccines are a good idea. I do believe that the majority of health food pills are not helping me. All of these things I could change my mind on, but I live in this state of skepticism, sometimes to my detriment. It would be soothing to be able to. I mean, my early skepticism is what really pulled me out of the ability to have faith in traditional religion. And I used to hunger for the ability to believe without skepticism poking in there. So, what is required now in my life is finding ideas, concepts that either resonate outside of these realms or bypass them. Like, so my spirituality now is not dependent on adherence to any doctrine. There are books and ideas and people and speakers that I pull into my personal faith after it bypasses and gets through my skeptic walls and tests and feeling how it feels. But perhaps that very skeptical nature of mine is keeping me from a level of bliss in being tuned in to a state of the universe that cannot be explained in the ways that the skeptic requires. So I find myself somewhere in, I think I'm somewhere in the middle where I'm skeptical of some and skeptical of skeptics and honor a truth that resonates with me without being so attached to it that I'm not able to change that truth when the time is right. Not time is right. When experience or information is exposed or displayed to me that makes me change my mind. Like, nutritional supplements are one of those tough things where, there's these crazy claims, I'll say crazy. All sorts of supplements say they do certain things, but it's not tested by the FDA. And then again, how much can we trust the FDA anyways? So there's this place of like, well, you basically have to just take stuff and see how it makes you feel, which is a tough way to have a scientific conclusion, especially when you have placebo. When you have a proven scientific phenomenon that belief in something actually can cause that effect, that's sometimes actually where skepticism can bite you in the ass. If I believe this essential oil is going to calm me down, there's a good chance it will. If I believe this vitamin C is going to stave off my cold, there are supplements that I don't I just I have a faith in them. I take when I start getting sick, I take wellness formula. I'm not endorsed by them, but for some reason, and it's, you take like a bazillion pills when you start to feel sick, and I'm like, all right, that sounds legit. I take oregano oil when I start to feel sick. There's other pills that I've taken that I think helped me out for a while. I was taking Neurostack, which with lion's mane mushroom in it, and I felt like it was helping my memory and my quick-wittedness. And for a while I was taking Transzen, which I felt made me feel better, but, and then I slip into that, I don't know, maybe, I can't tell. Like, I know when a cup of coffee makes me feel wired, but I don't have the subtle awareness, and then my skepticism kicks in, and I wonder if it's worth it. And then I wonder, does it matter? It only matters if I can, if I can abandon my skepticism, I should take every vitamin that I believe is helping me, because my body will go, hey, we trust you. We're gonna start getting better. You have this challenge? Do you, are you skeptical of your supplements and your world and your politics and the things that people tell you? Or is it just me? And I certainly hope you're skeptical of what I am saying, because I certainly am. So take this all with a grain of salt and then swirl it around your mouth and perhaps spit it out. Thank you for walking this path with me. I love you. If you enjoy these transmissions, do me a huge favor and share them. Give them a thumbs up, give them a like. Let people know that this is worth listening to. It would make a big difference in my life. Or join my email list and get to know all the new things that happen, including when my next round of coaching will start at list.hugnation.com. Actually, just search Hug Nation. You can find my YouTube channel, find my iTunes, all the good stuff. I love you. If you would like to go deep with me, I lead a small group of people on a 3-month journey several times during the year. The next one is coming up soon. So if you want to join me on the pink path, reach out and let's have a conversation and see if this is something that we should do together. Otherwise, Hug Nation live every Monday on Facebook. The archives go on YouTube and the audio is on iTunes and Stitcher. I love you. Thanks for being you.